我今天的讲题是以马内利的意义。
Today's message, is the meaning of Emmanuel.
啊，那经文就是约翰福音第一章第十四节。
And the verse is John 1:14.
啊，请大家打开圣经，约翰福音第一章第十四节。
Please turn your Bibles to John 1:14.
约翰福音第一章第十四节。道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满地有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
以马内利这个名词出现在马太福音第一章第二十三节。
The term Emmanuel appears in Matthew 1:23.
以马内利就是指神与我们同在的意思。
Emmanuel means God with us.
所以在马太福音第一章第二十二节到第二十三节这么说。
Therefore, in Matthew 1:22 and 23, it says,
啊，这一切事成就是要应验主借先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。
Now all this took place to fulfill what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel.
以马内利的翻出来的意思就是神与我们同在。
Which translated means God with us.
然后根据这两节经文，圣经说有一位童女，也就是指玛利亚。
So according to these verses, it says that a virgin, which is Mary.
啊，怀孕生了一个男孩。
Shall be with child and give birth to a son.
他的名字叫做以马内利。
And he shall be called Emmanuel.
然后如果我们看这两节经文的上文的话，
If we look at the context of these two verses,
以马内利这个名词是指耶稣与我们同在。
Emmanuel means that Jesus is with us.
那么如果我们深一层的去思想的话，
And if we think about this deeper,
耶稣是神，他来到这个世界上与我们同在。
Jesus is God who came to this earth to be with us.
那么根据约翰福音
And according to John,
这位创造天地万物的神
This God who created heaven and earth,
道成了肉身来到世界上与人同在。
He became flesh and came to this world to be among men.
所以以马内利这个名词跟约翰福音第一章第十四节有密切的关系。
So the term Emmanuel has a very close relationship to John 1:14.
约翰福音第一章第十四节说，道成了肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory.
我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
Glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
谁是这个道？
And who is the Word?
道就是指这个约翰福音第一章第一节到第三节所说那个道。
And the word refers to that which was spoken of in John 1:1-3.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God.
这道太初与神同在。
He was in the beginning with God.
万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。
All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being.
所以道就是指耶稣基督。
So the word refers to Jesus Christ.
是那位创造天地万物的神。
The God who created heaven and earth.
那么这位神成为一个人，他的名叫做耶稣基督，来到世界上与人同在。
And this God became man and came into the world to be with men.
然后在人还没有犯罪之前
And before men sinned,
神与人的关系是直接的
God had a direct relationship with men
神住在亚当夏娃中间
God dwelled among Adam and Eve.
我们在伊甸园当中，神跟亚当夏娃是面对面的谈话。
In the Garden of Eden, God spoke to Adam and Eve face to face.
但是当人犯罪以后，
But after man sinned,
那么神因此跟人 就隔绝了。
God and men were separated.
那么从今以后，人跟神就没有以往那种关系。
And henceforth, men and God had not had the same relationship as previous.
那么一直到2000年前，道成了肉身，住在我们中间。
Until 2000 years ago, he became flesh and dwelt among men.
那么道成了肉身，住在我们中间，是指神成为一个人。
And becoming flesh and dwelling among us means that God became man.
来到这个世界上与人同在。
He came to this world to be with men.
那么刚才我讲过，这个道就是指耶稣基督。
And as I said, that the word refers to Jesus Christ.
在2000年前的时候，耶稣基督来到这个世界上。
And 2000 years ago, Jesus came to this world.
诞生在这个伯利恒的马槽里面。
He was born in a manger in Bethlehem.
马太福音跟路加福音都有记载关于耶稣诞生在这个伯利恒的事情。
Matthew and Luke both record Jesus being born in Bethlehem.
那么这位神成为一个人诞生在这个马槽里面。
God became flesh and was born and placed in a manger.
那么自从人犯罪之后，
And ever since men sinned,
人就没有办法见到神的面。
Man cannot see God face to face.
神与人的沟通都是间接的。
God's communication with man is all indirect.
都是借助天使或者先知们来传达他的信息。
It's through the angels or the prophets that his message is proclaimed.
人必须要借助祭司才能够来到神的面前。
And man must go through priests to come to God.
所以人跟神之间那种关系不能够好像以往一样在伊甸园一样。
So the relationship between man and God can no longer be as in the Garden of Eden.
也就是人跟神面对面那种沟通。
And that is a face-to-face communication between God and man.
我们当以色列人在旷野漂流那段日子。
And when the Israelites were wandering in the desert.
神的同在只限已在那个会幕里面。
God's presence was limited to the tabernacle.
特别是在那个至圣所里面。
Especially the Holy of Holies.
所以人不能够随便的靠近神。
So man cannot, just come as they wish to God.
然后只有大祭司代表以色列人一年一度进入那个至圣所为他们献祭。
And it's only the high priest and only once a year that he could enter the Holy of Holies to offer the sacrifice for the Israelites.
所以为了要完成这个救恩的计划，
So for the sake of accomplishing the plan of salvation,
道成了肉身住在人中间，
He became flesh and dwelt among men.
因此主耶稣在2000年前的时候诞生在这个伯利恒的马槽里面。
Therefore Jesus 2000 years ago was born in Bethlehem.In the manger.
那么在这个世上与人同在了33年的时间。
And he was with men for 33 years.
然后直到他被钉死在十字架上。
Until he was nailed to the cross.
以马内利的意义，第一就是神与我们同在的意思。
The meaning of Emmanuel first is God with us.
那么第二个意义就是要彰显神的恩典。
The second meaning is manifest the grace of God.
道成了肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典。
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us and full of grace.
那么这句经文说明主耶稣来到这个世界上，彰显了那个神丰盛的恩典。
And this verse tells us that Jesus came to this earth to manifest the fullness of the grace of God.
什么是恩典？
What is grace?
恩典是白白的得来的。
Grace is something we receive for free.
不必付上任何的代价。
We do not need to pay any price.
那么人起初犯了罪。
Man first sinned.
应当得到惩罚。
And we should have received punishment.
但是没有得到这个惩罚。
But instead of being punished,
啊, 不单没有得到这个惩罚，还这个罪还得到赦免。
Not only do we not receive punishment, our sins are forgiven.
啊, 这个就是恩典。
And that is grace.
啊, 有个故事谈到 Billy Graham 有一次 开车超速。
There's a story about Billy Graham once he was speeding.
啊, 被警察 罚款。
And he was ticketed.
然后他就承认自己的过错。
He admitted his wrong.
那么警察就告诉他他必须要上法庭。
And the police told him that he needs to go to court.
然后到法庭的时候法官就问他说你是否承认你的错误。
When he went to court, the judge asked, do you admit you're wrong?
Now, Billy Graham 说我认错。
Billy Graham says, yes, I admit that I was wrong.
然后法官就说既然你认错我就罚你十块钱。
The judge said, since you admit your guilt, then I will charge you $10.
十块钱，我想这个是很久以前的事情。
I think this was a long time ago.
现在你超速至少一百块。
Now if you speed, it's at least $100.
因为每超速一英里罚一块钱。
Because every mile over the speed limit is a dollar.
然后突然间这位法官看到这个人他知道是谁。
Suddenly the judge recognized who he was.
因为 Billy Graham 很有名。
Because Billy Graham is very famous.
法官就说你犯了这个法必须付这个款。
So the judge says, you broke the law, you must pay.
但是我替你付。
But I will pay it for you.
然后法官就从他的钱包里面拿了十块钱把它加在这个传单上。
So the judge took out his own wallet and took out $10 and put it together with a ticket.
然后还请 Billy Graham 去吃牛排。
And he even took Billy Graham out for steak.
Billy Graham 讲这个就是恩典。
And Billy Graham said, this is grace.
那么圣经里面有不少的地方谈到这个神的恩典。
Many places in scripture speaks of God's grace.
那么其中就是在这个撒母记下第九章。
In 2 Samuel chapter 9.
那么这张经文描述到耶和华如何对待一个无名小卒的一个人。
And here it speaks of how the king treated a no-name person.
我想你不知道这个人是谁。
I don't think you know who this person is.
他的名字叫做米非波士。
His name is Mephibosheth.
你知道米非波士是谁吗？
Do you know who Mephibosheth is?
米非波士是扫罗王的孙子。
Mephibosheth is the grandson of Saul.
也是耶拿安的儿子。
Is the son of Jonathan.
当扫罗王跟耶拿单逃难这个罹难之后。
After the death of Saul and Jonathan.
那么耶拿单的儿子米非波士就由他的母乳抱着他逃难。
The nurse of Mephibosheth just took him to run away.
因为跑得太急，那个孩子掉在地上。
Because she was in too much of a hurry, she dropped the child.
那么他的腿受伤了。
His legs were injured.
因此，米非波士成为一个瘸腿的人。
So Mephibosheth became a cripple.
后来也被人忘了。
And then people forgot about him.
但是大卫王有一天想起耶拿单。
But one day David thought about Jonathan.
所以根据这个撒母耳记下第九章第一节这么说。
And according to 2 Samuel chapter 9 verse 1 it says.
所以大卫问说扫罗家还有剩下有人没有我要因耶拿单的缘故向他施恩。
Then David said, is there yet anyone left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?
那么后来大卫找到这个耶拿单的儿子米非波士。
Later, David found Jonathan's son Mephibosheth.
所以根据第七节这么说。
So according to verse 7,
大卫说：“你不要惧怕，我必因你的父亲耶拿单的缘故施恩于你，将你的祖父扫罗一切的田地都归还你，你也要可以常与我同席。”
David said to him, Do not fear, for I will surely show kindness to you for the sake of your father Jonathan, and will restore to you all the land of your grandfather Saul, and you shall eat at my table regularly.
所以大卫王不止把扫罗王所有的田地都归回给这个米非波士。
So David did not just restore all the land of Saul to Mephibosheth.
也让米非波士跟他一同吃饭，同一个桌子。
He also regularly had Mephibosheth eat with him at the same table.
所以一位王跟一位无名小卒作戏，完全是出于这位王的恩典。
So for the king to be regularly eating with a no-name person is all the grace from the king.
然后同样的，神对我们的恩典也是如此。
Likewise, God's grace for us is the same.
所以以弗所书第二章第八到第九节是这么说。
So Ephesians 2:8-9 says,
你们得救是本乎恩，也是因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。
For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not as a result of work, so that no one may boast.
所以一个人得到神所赐的恩典，完全是出于神，对，得到神所赐的救恩，完全是出于神的恩典。
So for a person to receive salvation from God, it's completely out of the grace of God.
人没有任何的功劳。
There's no work to be done by men.
所以 John Newton 以这位这首诗歌奇异的恩典来描述到神的恩典。
And John Newton uses penned the words for amazing grace to describe God's grace.
所以歌词的第二节说，如此恩典何等甘甜。
And the word says, for such grace, how sweet it is.
使我必得安慰，初信之时既蒙恩惠，真是何等宝贵。
And how precious it is, when I first believed that it came to me.
John Newton 做过很多坏事。
John Newton had done many bad things.
他自己觉得自己都没有不得救了。
He thought himself as unsavable.
但是神的恩典临到他的身上。
Yet God's salvation came to him.
使他在主耶稣里面成为一个新造的人。
So he became a new creation in Christ.
所以他深深地感受到神那个恩典。
So he personally experienced God's grace.
所以使到他写了这首诗歌。
So he wrote this hymn.
奇异恩典。
Amazing grace.
神的恩典有两种。
There's two types of grace that God has.
一个是特殊的恩典。
There's specific grace.
也就是刚才我跟你们分享的。
And that's the grace that I shared with you.
另外一个恩典是普遍恩典，也就是 common grace.
And then there's common grace.
这种恩典也是白白得来的。
The common grace is also received freely.
那么世上每一个人都可以享受这个恩典。
Every person in this world can enjoy this grace.
然后比如说每一天太阳从东边出来的时候。
For instance, every day when the sun rises from the east.
照耀着每一个人。
It shines upon everyone.
然后天上的雨水按时从天上降下来。
And the rain comes down from heaven.
滋润整个大地。
And nourishes the whole earth.
这些都是神普遍的恩典。
All these are God's common grace.
但是在约翰福音第一章第十四节的所说的恩典比这个恩典更伟大。
But the grace spoken of in John 1:14 is even greater than this common grace.
道成的肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典。
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us and full of grace.
我这个恩典就是神把他的独生子赐给世人。
And this grace is that God sent His only Son to the world.
钉在十字架上，赔上了我们的罪。
To be nailed to the cross so that He could pay for our sins.
把救恩赐给那些相信、愿意悔改的人。
And that salvation is given to all those who's willing to believe and repent.
那么，耶稣来到这个世界上，除了要彰显神的恩典。
Jesus came into this world not only to reveal the grace.
第二就是要彰显神的真理。
And it's also to manifest the truth of God.
所以道成的肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and full of grace and truth.
这个真理这两个字在约翰福音里面出现了24次。
And the word truth appears in the book of John 24 times.
每一次都是用来形容神的属性。
Every time it's mentioned to ascribe to God's attribute.
其实这个名词也出现在圣经其他的地方。
And this term also appears in other places in scripture.
比如说在诗篇第25篇第5节。
Such as in Psalm 25 verse 5.
求你以你的真理引导我。教训我，因为你是救我的神，我终日等候你。
Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all the day.
我在以赛亚书第45章第19节这么说。
And Isaiah 45 verse 19 it says,
我没有在隐秘黑暗之地说话，我没有对雅各的后裔说，你们寻求我是徒然的。我耶和华所讲的是公义，所说的是正直。
I have not spoken in secret in some dark land. I did not say to the offspring of Jacob, seek me in a waste place. I, the Lord, speak righteousness and declaring things are upright.
那么根据约翰福音第14章第6节说，
According to John 14:6 it says,
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
真理是从神而来的。
Truth comes from God.
耶稣就是真理。
And Jesus is truth.
在他没有任何的虚假。
In him there is no falsehood.
因为一切虚假的东西都不是从神而来的。
Because all the false things does not come from God.
虚假的东西是从魔鬼撒旦而来。
False things come from Satan.
所以在约翰福音第八章四十四节，约翰这么说。
So in John 8:44, John says,
其实这是耶稣所说的话。
Jesus said this.
你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私意，你们偏要行。他从起初是杀人的，不守真理。
You are of your father, the devil, and you want to do the desires of your father. He was a murderer from the beginning, and does not stand in the truth. Because
因他心里没有真理，他说谎是出于自己。因他本来是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。
Because there is no truth in him. Whenever he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own nature, and he is a liar and the father of lies.
所以这节经文形容魔鬼撒旦是说谎之人之父。
So here it says that the devil is a father of lies.
因为在他里面没有真理。
Because in him there is no truth.
他也不守这个真理。
And he does not keep the truth.
所以有时候我们不要说谎。
So we should not tell lies.
不要以为说谎是小事。
Don't think that telling a lie is a small thing.
可能你听过那个故事《狼来了》。
Perhaps you've heard of the story of the boy who cried wolf.
这个故事讲到谈到一个牧羊童想要玩弄这个村里的人。
The story speaks of a shepherd boy who wanted to play the villagers.
有一天他就喊狼来了，狼来了。
One day he called out, wolf, wolf.
然后村里的人大家都出来。
And all the villagers came out.
但发觉到没有狼。
But there was no wolf.
然后过了几天他又喊狼来了，狼来了。
And after a few days he did it again.
然后村里的人又再次出来。
And the villagers came out again.
同样的发现到没有狼。
Likewise, again they realized there was no wolf.
但是有一天狼真的来了。
And one day the wolf truly came.
他喊的时候没有人出来。
When he called, no one came.
其实这个故事就是告诉我们不要说谎。
And this story tells us not to tell lies.
那么现今的世界说谎的人太多了。
In today's world, too many people tell lies.
就好像在上次的大选里面。
Just as in the general election.
我们看到那些人那些什么电视报道还是报章报道都在说谎。
We saw so many reporting that were telling lies.
真理被人看为是虚假的东西。
People don't think much of truth.
虚假的东西被人看为是好的。
And then people think of the false things as good.
对的说不对。
The good they call wrong.
不对的说是对的。
And the evil they call good.
有很多人为了钱财。
And many people for the sake of money.
以虚假来代替这个真理。
They replace truth by falsehood.
所以以马内利的意思，第一就是神与我们同在。
So the meaning of Emmanuel first is God with us.
第二就是彰显这个神的恩典。
Second is manifest the grace of God.
那么第三呢，就是彰显这个神的真理。
Thirdly, manifest truth of God.
那么最后就是彰显神的荣耀。
Finally, manifest the glory of God.
所以主耶稣来到这个世界上。就是要彰显神的荣耀。
So Jesus came into the world to manifest the glory of God.
所以在这节经文里面说，道成的肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
所以使徒约翰他借着耶稣基督亲眼看到神的荣光。
So, the Apostle John, through Jesus, saw the glory of God.
什么是神的荣光？
What is the glory of God?
当以色列人离开埃及之后，
After the Israelites left Egypt,
他们来到这个旷野的时候，
They came to the wilderness.
所以耶和华神就吩咐摩西建造一个会幕，成为以色列人的一个敬拜的一个地方。
Jehovah Lord, commanded the Israelites to build a tabernacle as a place of worship.
那么这个会幕的工程完成之后，
And after the tabernacle was completed,
那么圣经说耶和华的荣光充满了这个会幕。
The Bible tells us that God's glory filled the tabernacle.
出埃及记第40章34节到35节。
Exodus 40 verses 34 and 35.
当时云彩遮盖会幕，耶和华的荣光就充满了帐幕。
Then the cloud covered the tent of meeting, and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
摩西不能进会幕，因为云彩停在其上，并且耶和华的荣光充满了帐幕。
Moses was not able to enter the tent of meeting because the cloud had settled on it and the glory of the Lord filled the tabernacle.
那么40年的在旷野漂流那段时间来告了终于告一个段落。
And the 40 years of wandering in the desert finally came to an end.
那么以色列终于进入这个迦南地。
And the Israelites finally entered the land of Canaan.
那么在那里成立了自己的国家。
And there they established their own nation.
有这个国王来管理管制他们。
And they had their own king.
那么在那个时候，耶和华神就吩咐所罗门王为他建造这个圣殿。
And at that time, God commanded King Solomon to build a temple for him.
来代替这个会幕。
To replace the tabernacle.
同样的，当所罗门王完成这个圣殿的工程之后。
Likewise, after King Solomon finished building the temple,
然后把这个圣殿献给神,
and he dedicated the temple to God.
圣经告诉我们神的荣光充满了圣殿。
The Bible tells us that God's glory filled the temple.
使到人不能够承受神的荣光。
So that man cannot withstand the glory of God.
所以在历代志下第五章第十四节这么说。
So in 2 Chronicles 5:14 it says,
甚至祭司不能站立供祭，因为耶和华的荣光充满了神的殿。
So that the priest could not stand to minister because of the cloud, for the glory of the Lord filled the house of God.
我们在旧约时代的会幕或者圣殿，代表神的居所。
And in the Old Testament, the tabernacle or the temple represents God's dwelling place.
我们这个会幕或者圣殿有这个至圣所。
In the tabernacle or the temple, they both had the Holy of Holies.
那么在这个至圣所里面放了神的业柜。
And the Holy of Holies is the Ark of Covenant.
啊，在这里有神的荣光。
And here is God's glory.
神的荣光就是象征神的同在。
And God's glory represents His presence.
所以当主耶稣道成肉身来到这个世界上的时候
，So when Jesus became flesh and came into the world，
所以他彰显了神的荣光。
He manifested the glory of God。
如果你看约翰福音第二章第一节到第十一节
，So if you look at John chapter 2 verse 2 to 11，
那么这段经文记载了这个迦拿的婚宴。
This passage records the wedding at Cana。
我们参加的人包括主耶稣还有他的门徒还有耶稣的母亲
Those in attendance included Jesus, his disciples and his mother
啊，这个在这个啊记载当中说到当他婚宴进行的时候这个酒用完了
And it's recorded that in the midst of the feast that they ran out of wine
啊，主耶稣的母亲玛利亚就吩咐耶稣啊，来解决这个问题。
And Jesus' mother Mary told Jesus to solve this problem.
所以主耶稣就行了一个神迹，把这个水变成酒。
And Jesus performed a miracle to turn water into wine.
所以在二章第十一节这么说。
So in chapter 2 verse 11 it says.
啊，这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的。显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信了他。
This beginning of his signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him.
所以当耶稣行这个神迹的时候，他显出神的荣耀。
So when Jesus performed this miracle, he manifested God's glory.
啊，并且直到门徒相信了他。
Such that his disciples believed in him.
所以这个啊，这节经文说，道成肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw His glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
所以我们是指约翰，使徒约翰本身，还有其他的门徒，或者亲眼见过耶稣的人。
So we refers to Apostle John and those who saw him in person.
啊，这些人看到神的荣光。
These people saw God's glory.
所以在旧约时代的时候，神的荣光只是现于在这个会幕还有这个圣殿里面。
So in the Old Testament, God's glory was limited to the tabernacle or the temple.
但是在两千年前的时候，这位神道成肉身来到人中间的时候。
But 2,000 years ago, God became flesh and dwelt among us.
啊，他的荣光显现在众人的面前。
His glory was manifested in front of many.
那么使到人经历到神的荣耀。
So that people experience God's glory.
所以当主耶稣被钉死在十字架的时候。
So when Jesus was nailed to the cross.
啊，埋葬，然后三天后从死里复活。
He was buried and rose again on the third day.
那么那个时候神的荣耀神的荣光真正的显露出来。
And at that time, God's glory was truly revealed.
我们看到主耶稣复活的人都感到非常的惊讶。
All those who witnessed Jesus' resurrection were very surprised.
甚至那位怀疑耶稣基督的门徒多马也不敢相信所看到的。
Even doubting Thomas was, did not want to believe.
因为当多马亲眼看到摸到耶稣的时候
Because when Thomas saw Jesus with his eyes and touched him.
所以他就说我的主啊我的神啊应该不是这样讲。
Thomas answered and said to him, My Lord and my God.
可能是 My Lord and my God.
Perhaps with much more emphasis, My Lord and my God.
所以多马讲这句话表示他看到这位荣耀的神。
So Thomas, when he said this, means that he saw the manifestation of the glory of God.
以马内利的意义是什么
?And what is the meaning of Emmanuel?
所以当我们思想到这个圣诞节的时候。
So when we think of Christmas,
让我们单单思想这个以马内利的意思。
Let us reflect on the meaning of Emmanuel.
圣诞节今天真的不像样。
Christmas is a mess now.
但是以马内利就是神来到世界上与我们同在。
But Emmanuel is God coming to this world to be with men.
我们在2000年前的时候，这位创造天地的万物的神。
And 2000 years ago, the God who created heaven and earth.
他的名字叫做耶稣，来到与人，来到世间与人同在。
His name was Jesus. He came in the world to be with men.
他来到这个世界上彰显了神的荣耀。
He came to this world to manifest God's glory.
彰显了神的恩典。
To manifest the grace of God.
彰显了神的真理。
Manifest the truth of God.
还有他的荣耀。
And his glory.
主耶稣来到这个世界上，他的目的就是要被钉死在十字架上。
The purpose of Jesus coming to this world is so that he could be nailed to the cross.
把我们从最终拯救出来。
And to save us out of sin.
完成了神的救恩。
And accomplish God's salvation. Let's spend a little time to meditate on today's message.
The
meaning of Christmas is Emmanuel.
也就是在2000年前的时候，神成为一个人。
And that was 2000 years ago, God became man.
他的名叫耶稣。
His name was Jesus.
来到人间与人同在。
He came into the world to be with men.
他来到世上的目的就是要死在十字架上。
And the purpose of his coming was to die on the cross.
赔上我们的罪。
To pay for our sins.
把我们从罪中拯救出来。
To save us out of sin.
得到这个永生的生命。
And to receive eternal life.
这个就是圣诞节的意义。
And this is the meaning of Christmas.
亲爱的父神，求你在这个2017年的时候帮助我们。
Your Heavenly Father, please help us in 2017.
让我们在主里面继续的成长。
So we will continue to grow in God.
让我们的爱更加的深。
And deepen our love.
坚固我们的信心。
Strengthen our faith.
让我们成为一个蒙你喜悦的人。
So that we may be pleasing to you.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.